on something that wasn't preserved right. Ever hear of that? Like you do nowadays, you hear people getting botulism.
Cocaine poisoning.
Yeah.
Not then like you do now.
I wonder why.
Well, people freeze the meat now and then let it thaw out, and we never did freeze it back then. We had no way of freezing it. I had to take care of it from the beginning at that time.
How could you tell by looking at a can of something that it was bad?
It's hard to tell exactly whether it's bad or not. You'd have to taste it or see if it was spoiled.
If a can had a bulge or...
Sometimes, when you opened it, if it didn't suck air or something in it, you'd question whether it was good or not.
Okay. How about vegetables like apples and potatoes and things like that? How did you keep them until you needed them?
Well, we never did have very many apples. Sweet potatoes, we'd heal them up in sawdust by.
Yeah.
Ice potatoes, we never did keep them very long, just enough to use along through the summer. And turnips, sometimes we put heal them in with the potatoes in the potato house.
Well, a crop like corn, what were all the different things you might do with corn?
The use of the corn?
Yeah, I mean, just everything you can think of that you might have.
Well, we make corn. We go to the mill and grind our meal for cornbread.
Did it have to dry out?
Yes, it had to be real dry to make cornmeal out of it. In fact, sometimes we'd get pull corn out of the field. It was too green. Shell it and then put it on the roof of the house and let it sun dry for a while before we carry it to the mill. Get some fresh cornmeal, turley. Then you used it to feed the hogs, the cattle, and the mules, and chickens.
How did grandmother cook corn?
The cornbread.
Or any kind of corn.
Well, she never did make too much hominy. But the fresh corn that she cooked would be, we'd gather it while it was in what we call roasting at the stage. And after the corn had already matured, well, then it was what we call dried corn then.
Okay. How do you make grits?
It's made out of hominy.
Okay, so you
just like you do hominy, and then you dry it and cook it, and then grind it and make grits.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't have much time to sit around, did you? Making
not
all this stuff?
Very little time.
All right, the store that was nearest you, where you go to buy things, what all could you buy there?
Well, just small stuff, little store down at the crossroads. You bought most of your stable groceries if you had to buy them in town. But they'd have some small items that you could buy at the store. Didn't buy too many of them. Tried to grow it all.
Yeah, good idea. Well, since you were able to grow most of what you needed, were you all really very much aware that the Depression was going on?
Not as bad as some people were. We had milk, butter, eggs, cornbread. We didn't have the flour. We didn't grow any wheat or make any flour, but we were able to